General Motors recently shook up the auto industry with massive job cuts, but it spared workers in Middle Tennessee and even announced a new vehicle for its Spring Hill plant. Meanwhile, Nissan is updating its operations in Smyrna, and Volkswagen is reportedly looking at its Chattanooga plant for a series of new electric vehicles. So why is Tennessee announcing new suppliers and expanding plants when the auto industry as a whole is facing declining sales and shifting taste? Here to help us sort it out is Lindsay Chapel. He's news editor with industry publication Automotive News. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
So in recent weeks, General Motors announced massive layoffs, but in Tennessee, the company is expanding. What's different about this state and the operations here?
Tennessee is unique in that it is part of the new auto industry. It's funny to say new considering that Nissan has been here for more than three decades. But the auto industry continues to grow and evolve, and one of the places that it has been doing that is Tennessee.
Well, when you say new auto industry, what exactly are you describing?
It's about the workforce. It's about the machinery in use. It's about the management of the companies. These are big aircraft carriers, and they can't turn on a dime. When the public says, you know, we don't want small cars anymore, can you make us a big crossover? That takes a lot of money. It takes fast management decisions. It takes a workforce that's willing to be retrained in a hurry. It takes a supply base of parts makers who have to be able to switch what they're doing today and begin doing something new in a week, a month, 6 months. It's just enough details to choke a goat.
Well, and you mentioned suppliers. There are a number of suppliers who've expanded in recent years in Tennessee to serve those needs in Tennessee, but also elsewhere. Do you think any of them will be impacted by the GM cutbacks?
They will. Companies that are making parts in Tennessee are not restricted to customers in Tennessee. So they will have to sort all that out.
When you mentioned this flexibility that's helping the South rise within the auto industry, does any of that have to do, particularly within GM, about the way that the union is set up in the South?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a phenomenon of union versus non-union. I think what the industry craves at this moment is the ability to be flexible. Spring Hill, which is a union operation, has proven very flexible, then it might mean working longer hours for 6 months in order to make a rapid change. And will my work rules permit me to do that? You do see a lot of that.
Well, beyond the news for GM, there was some bad news for Nissan in recent weeks. Worldwide Chairman Carlos Ghosn was arrested, as was another executive at Nissan. Do you see that in any way reverberating with Nissan, whose headquarters is right here in Cool Springs?
I think it adds a level of uncertainty to a company that has worked for a decade to make its customers and its employees more certain about its future. In the end, though, it all comes back to the same thing in the United States, is that what Nissan is in Nashville and Cool Springs, that company is determined to grow, and it doesn't matter who is running the company in Japan.
From a market standpoint, do you think Nissan has done a better job at riding the shift in consumer interest, or do you think cuts might be coming for them as well?
I think you could see some adjustment going on at Nissan, simply because they too are shifting their product offerings. What they have in production in Smyrna at this moment might not be what they have in production in 12 months or 18 months. The difference is Nissan does not have very many factories in North America. Nissan has a factory in Tennessee, it has one in Mississippi, and it has a couple down in Mexico, and that's it.
Well, looking across the state over to Chattanooga and Volkswagen, there's been talk recently of that plant getting some new electric vehicles. But we've seen the electric vehicles, the demand decrease recently. Do you think that plant will get those cars? If you do, where is that demand coming from?
That would be a logical place to do it, some place where they have proven flexibility. Every automaker, virtually, General Motors, Ford, you know, the sports car makers of the world, Nissan, Toyota, Subaru, everyone is looking for opportunities in electric vehicles. It's been a slow start. It's been a slower start than everyone expected. But that's the way technology is moving. EV technology continues to become more advanced. It's like the difference of looking at your cell phone today versus looking at the cell phone you had a dozen years ago. We'll chuckle at how much progress has been made.
That was Lindsay Chappell, who specializes in covering Tennessee's auto industry. You can find his reporting at autonews.com.